Healthy Alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. What Healthy Alternatives is about, we all want to really reach optimum levels of health and well-being. We want to feel better, live longer, enjoy life even more. And that's what I attempt to bring you from the Healthy Alternative shows I do every week. My guest I'm going to be talking to in a little bit is Eliza Bergeson. Eliza is known as a transformation genie. She's a performance coach, life coach, energy kinesiologist, and she's author of The Yes in Success, How to Be the Star You Are and Live the Life You Love. We're going to be talking to Eliza about her book and the understanding of how you can build success in your life. Every week, I like to start the show by talking about an issue or concern you should know about because it can have a real impact on you. What I want to talk about is the cost of diagnostic tests such as x-rays, CT scans, MRIs. They are very expensive. If you don't have insurance, they're even more expensive. And even if you do have insurance, if you have co-pays and deductibles and all that stuff, you can be paying a lot for that. The Journal of the American Medical Association reported that 57% of the cost of cancer cure is diagnostic imaging. Now, what you don't realize is that these fees for these procedures can vary tremendously. Hospitals tend to be the most expensive option for getting these diagnostic and outpatient procedures. With hospitals, you're not even going to know what the price is that you're being charged and for everything until your bill arrives. Now, there's what's available nowadays is freestanding diagnostic centers where you can do all of these kinds of lab studies, x-rays, MRIs. Now, hospitals tend to charge higher fees for the service because they use these fees to offset some of the other costs that they have, and so they're kind of subsidizing their poorly reimbursed services. If you start investigating, you might be able to actually save between 50 and 70% of the cost by using one of these freestanding clinics. Give you an example. Abdominal CT scans in the U.S. are way, way more expensive than they are in other countries in Europe, as an example. As a matter of fact, in the U.S., the CT scan would cost around $1,600. In France, Germany, Spain, countries like that, the price for that same scan will range from $161 to $319. If that's coming out of pocket, you're talking about an enormous difference. If you're paying those deductibles, co-pays, you're still talking an enormous difference. As an example, even in the same city, you can get a chest x-ray, say in Portland, Oregon, and pay at a hospital $3,300, whereas if you paid at an imaging center, you pay $200. In New York, an abdominal ultrasound can run about $2,700 at a hospital. In a freestanding diagnostic center, you're talking about $380. We're talking about a big difference. You need to do some investigating. Now, 11 states now have databases which let you compare the prices. New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Maryland, South Dakota, Nevada are some of the states that have those. You also have a website you can go to. It's called New Choice Health. It has free databases that are searchable by geographic region where you can look up the facility and the procedure and see what you're going to be paying. So you've got some options because it's coming out of your pocket or it's being billed to insurance and our insurance goes up more and more. So you can do some things for yourself just from taking advantage of this choice. If you want to know more about me, Dr. Jerry Teplitz, you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter, or you can go to teplitz.com, T-E-P-L-I-T-Z.com. And I also offer a free monthly e-newsletter where you can go to teplitz.com. You'll see the About Home button. Click there, and you'll be able to sign up. Also at the top of this page, you'll see Jerry Recommends. Those are people, services, products that I think you ought to know about. Go take a look and see what my recommendations are. Every week, I also like to talk to you about a healthy breakthrough. It's the newest discoveries, the latest information about healthy alternatives you can use for yourself, your family, and loved ones. What I want to talk about today is a mushroom. Mushrooms have been making news recently because we've been realizing that they are extremely important for maintaining a healthy immune system, healthy body. I want to talk about one specifically. It's called turkey tail mushroom, and it's very common out there. It grows all around the world. And what they're finding is that a multi-year study funded by the National Institutes of Health found that it can actually have a positive effect on the immune system of patients after they have finished their radiation therapy. And they looked at, in this study, at breast cancers. Now, what's going on with this, and this was published in the ISRN Oncology Journal, is that turkey tail mushrooms, they wound up increasing what is called NK cell activity. These are intimately involved in protecting us from tumors and virus. They actually stand, NK stands for natural killer cells. After you have radiation and chemo and all that good stuff, the NK cells have declined dramatically. What the turkey tail mushrooms do is they start to bring it back up to much higher levels. Now, don't expect a drug company to be making a patentable drug, because since turkey tail has been out there for a long, long time, it's not really patentable. So what can you do? Fortunately, you can purchase turkey tail that has been clinically grown and its quality increased, so that you can actually use it for everything as a strong antiviral compound for things like HPV, for cervical cancer, hepatitis C. And with this, you can go to Fungi Perfecti, and the website is fungi.com. They have a product that's called Host Defense. And so you can look at this as a way of really upping the level of your immune system. You do want to, though, make sure that you do get certified organic mushrooms. Before I bring on my guest, Eliza Bergeson, I want to talk to you about one of my books. It's called Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. Do you get headaches, migraines, sinus colds, stiff necks, sore shoulders, lower back pain? In that book, I have a section on shiatsu. Shiatsu is a Japanese pressure technique that you can do on yourself as well as on others. And what you can do is actually applying pressure. You can get rid of a headache in 90 seconds, migraines 5 minutes, and have really effective treatments for all the other things I just mentioned. And you can do it on yourself as well as somebody else. You can locate the book to purchase either on Amazon.com, or if you go to teplitz.com, you'll see the navigation at the top. You'll see products and then go into books, and you can purchase it there as well. My guest today is Eliza Bergeson. Eliza is a transformation genie. She helps people look at success and how it can be achieved by anyone at any stage in their life, no matter what their circumstances may be. Eliza is a performance coach, life coach, energy kinesiologist, and she's author of the book, The Yes in Success, How to Be the Star You Are and Live the Life You Love. She has trained and mentored a generation of New England's most talented energy kinesiologists. Eliza's dynamic approach to building success has inspired thousands of people to step on to what she calls a bigger stage in their life. So, Eliza, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
So let's start with, what is a transformation genie?
Oh, Jerry, you are a transformation genie.
Well, I guess this interview is over. I know who I am.
You know the answer. Anybody who is putting an emphasis in their lives on becoming who they are in their core and expressing that in the world. And there are certainly people like all of your guests on your show who do it professionally, help facilitate that change and that growth. I came into that term because a lot of people never knew what to call me. And some people called me a good witch, and some people called me magic. And I think when you're using kinesiology tools and applications, it does seem like magic. And so this is my fun way of addressing that transformation that occurs in people.
Tell us what you, so for listeners who may not be aware of it, what energy kinesiology is about from your standpoint?
Yeah, that's a big subject. And in a nutshell, energy kinesiology is the study of how the body relates to the muscles and the meridians and energy. And as we have changes in our meridians, acupuncture meridians, and in our muscles, it changes how we behave in the world and how we feel and how we express ourselves and how we think. And so an energy kinesiologist is able to notice how a person moves, how their muscles are working, various blockages in meridians, and find out where a person may be held back in their lives and change things either physically or energetically so that the person can move ahead.
And that'll manifest in people actually changing how they operate in their life.
Yes, exactly.
Great. Now, what led you to write the Yes in Success book?
Well, if you'd asked me if I was going to write a book 24 years ago or 30 years ago, I would have said no way in the world. And I had been asked many times by various colleagues to please share how I was getting the success with clients that I was getting. They were moving out into their lives and doing the things they wanted to, and in a way that was quite spectacular. And I couldn't put my finger on it for the longest time. And then in 2000, a series of events in our family shook us all to the roots and sent me on a quest to understand what success is. At that time, my father was manifesting the primary symptoms of dementia, and my brother-in-law, who was a very dynamic farmer, had a farming accident and became a quadriplegic. And then I also came down with an immune system disease that made it impossible for me to do my work. And so I began wondering, you know, if a person doesn't have a body that's working properly, or they don't have a brain that's working properly, if they can't think, if they can't do the way they used to, can they be successful? And so for 8 years, I did a kind of informal survey, and I kept wondering what this was and asking the question and asking the question. And then finally, one night, it came to me.
In a blinding flash.
It was. It was not quite a blinding flash, but I had decided finally, all of a sudden, that it was time to write a book, pull all this information together. And in the middle of the night, after a very frustrating day trying to understand what it could be, I had a dream and was given the definition of success and the outline for the book. It was pretty spectacular. So the definition I was given was success is the joyous, creative, inspired expansion of the human spirit.
So wait a minute. So your definition of success is not going by the typical notions of success, wealth, recognition, accomplishment, right?
I call those trappings of success, and they're things that we view from the outside, but really success is something we measure from the inside. And very often in classes, I'll have people write their own obituary or look back at from 80 years and write about what they've done or how they've lived their lives that has made them very, very happy.
And what do you find?
It's interesting. I think that people are more impressed by kindness, caring ways of being than actual accomplishments. Although accomplishments are up there, but usually if a person's had a lot of accomplishments but hasn't been a genuinely warm and loving person or engaged with other human beings, the accomplishments mean nothing.
You know, there's actually some research recently that found that people who give to charities are actually healthier and live longer than people who don't.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, so it's right in line with what you're talking about, mm-hmm. people into that level of looking at it. And give us those elements again.
Excuse me?
Give us those elements of success again.
The elements of success, there are seven that I laid out in the book and that I've used for a long time. And they aren't written in stone, but I found them very useful in my work. Another practitioner might find seven other elements of success, but these are the ones that have worked with my clients beautifully. And the first is choice, and that is the ability to balance the inner sphere, which is your sense of being, with your mid-sphere, which is your sense of doing, and then the outer sphere, which is all the things we have no control over. And if you look at choice, one of the great spiritual leaders, the Dalai Lama, is a wonderful example of that. And he just would say, you know, how could I afford not to be happy in my circumstances? He made a choice to be happy in spite of everything that's going on in the world and in with his people. And then energy is very, very important. We have to keep our energy up. So if you look at people like Mark Victor Hansen, the guy who put together the Chicken Soup for the Soul series with Jack Canfield, that fellow has so much energy, it's boundless.
I know Mark and Jack personally, and to say unlimited energy would be an understatement.
Right. And the third element is emotion. And many people are scared of their emotions, and they're actually the source of our power. And so it's learning to use our emotions for our best outcomes. And I think of somebody like, say a vocalist like Celine Dion, who sings from the emotion, and it's that kind of strength of emotion that actually brings about the biggest changes in our lives. If you think back in your life to a pivotal point when you had a very strong emotion, whether positive or negative, that is the time when your life has really changed.
Significant emotional events are the pieces that move people into other levels of how they operate. So that fits right in line with what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
Then the next one, attention. And A lot of people don't know how to think. They have poor mental hygiene in a certain way. They spend too much time worrying or dwelling in the past, or they spend too much time actually thinking, working with details. We need to step back and use a broader attention. And if you think of theoretical physicist Stephen Hawking, he has brought forth all these amazing, amazing understandings of general relativity and black holes, but he has been able to focus his attention and then also stand back and get the big picture at the same time in an amazing way.
Well, in his case, more probably sit back as opposed to stand back.
Right. Well, metaphorically, yeah.
And let's hold the others for a moment because I need to pay attention to telling my listeners before we continue. I'd like to remind you, listening to Healthy Alternatives, Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and we'll be back with Eliza Bergerson in just a couple of moments. If you're involved with sales and you're not the top salesperson in your organization, have I got a product for you. It's my Switched On Selling seminar shot live on DVD. There's 6 DVDs in the Switched On Selling album, and 2 of them are by Dr. Tony Alessandro, my co-author of the Switched On Selling number 1 bestseller on Amazon book. The other 4 are the live seminar. You get the workbook, and you get a copy of the Switched On Selling book. To order, go to teplitz.com. You'll see the products button. This comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you can actually try it out. Go through the class. See the changes happen, and they will happen immediately for you. It's a great investment in your selling success. So my guest today is Eliza Bergerson, and she is a transformation genie. She's been exploring the true nature of success, not just the dollar values, but really what underlies that, and shows people how anybody in any stage of their life, no matter what their circumstances, can achieve success for themselves. Eliza's performance coach, life coach, energy kinesiologist, and author of the book, The Yes in Success, How to Be the Star You Are and Live the Life You Love. And to learn more about that book, you can go to her website at www.yesinsuccess.com. So, Eliza, we were going through the 7 elements. We covered choice, energy, emotion, and attention. Let's go to the next one then. Since you said there were 7, we got 3 to go.
Okay, yes. There's another one, connection. And a lot of people's lives go afoul in their relationships to others. A major part of the training that I do with people is on relationship, how to have healthy relationships. And I give the example in the book of Wangari Maathai, who recently passed away. She was known as the Tree Woman of Africa and had won a Nobel Peace Prize, but she galvanized all of Africa to reforest various parts of Africa. And that was all done through relationship, through connection.
And the next one?
The next one's action. And so many of the people that I work with have trouble taking action. So this is a major focus of my work. And if you think of entrepreneur Steve Jobs, who also recently passed away, he was a major force of action, able to take action and to follow through. And that's the type of thing that I think is so important for people these days. And then finally, the last one is flow. And this is the ability to step back and see things happen. You do all your work, and then you allow things to happen, and you also learn to celebrate it and play.
Now, are any of these more important than the others, or they
No.
come one before the other, or how does it play out in somebody's life with using these things?
Well, it's interesting. It's like I don't know if there are 7-sided crystals, but it's like having a 7-sided crystal or 7-sided diamond. If you focus on choice, you actually begin changing all the other 7 elements. So a person can take a particular element that they're struggling with, and all the others will improve as they begin to master that one.
So it's kind of like a linchpin where you change something and it has a much broader effect how you operate totally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, can you tell us an example of somebody you've worked with? How did you work with them? What did you do? And what kind of results did they get?
Okay. This is an example of a woman who was working on choice. She had had a mild traumatic brain injury and was also going through a divorce. And so while I was doing kinesiology to help integrate her physically, she needed some help organizing her house. So I went to her house and discovered this house was absolutely stunningly beautiful and completely in order. She opened the doors, and all the doors, behind every door, everything was jammed with a whole lifetime of a marriage and kids and everything one collects. We started working with her music collection, and she just broke down into tears and said, "I don't want to be a classical musician anymore. I just want to improvise." So I had her get the flute out. I had her play, and the most exquisitely beautiful tones came out of her flute. And that was the moment she turned, changed direction. She decided to sell her house, move out of it. She started her own recording label and has been recording improvised music with some of the best people in the world.
So what were you doing with her that created that change for her?
I gave her the choice to tune into her inner being and see what it was that she actually wanted to do. It's very simple. You know, when people know what they really, really want to do, there's no choice. You have to do that. She wanted to focus on beauty in her life. And so that's what we did.
And out of that came the notion of her music.
Mm-hmm. And the new house in the mountains.
Now, have you been challenged personally on some of these areas of elements of success?
Oh, never.
Okay, so let's go on to the next question.
Yes, I have been.
How's that manifested for you?
Well, I actually am fairly good at taking action. I've done a lot of work with energy and choice and all of these earlier elements, but the one that I've had the most trouble with is flow, because I like to push things through and make them happen, and it's very hard for me to step back and know then it's a dance with the universe, and the universe has to respond. So that's where I'm challenged.
So you're still challenged by that?
I actually work with it a fair bit. You know, I'll do a project and manage to keep the flow going, and then the next project comes along, I care a little bit too much and feel like I'm too much in control, and then I have to learn it over again. So this is an ongoing one for me, and yet each time I learn it, it comes more quickly.
To me, it's kind of like the universe will come tapping you on the shoulder to say, have you thought about this? You ignore it, it'll hit you on the head. And you don't listen again, you'll get hit even harder. Eventually, you'll wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And my view is, do it the first time. It's a lot easier when they tap you on just on the shoulder.
Right, right.
Now, as an energy kinesiologist, what kinds of physical exercises do you use to help them in this transformation?
It seems to me that people have to strengthen their success muscles. And the success muscles have to do with how they're focusing their attention, how they're using their emotions, and how they're making their choices. So many of the exercises have to do with the breath and conscious movement, reflexes, primary movement patterns combined with affirmation. And also, because I come from a background of theater, I was a theater and music director for many years, I bring in a lot of theater games. So I also do games called power plays, which push somebody out of their comfort zone and into what Carla Hannaford, neurophysiologist Carla Hannaford, calls a state of perturbation. So if we're going to change, we have to step out of the comfortable place.
Do you use a brain gym much with your folks?
I do, but I also use a lot of these games that I've developed over the last years.
Great. And you can do it just with one other person you can be playing with them?
You can do them by yourself. You can do them with another person. You can do them with a whole group.
And are these kinds of things that are in your book?
Anybody can pick them up.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
So is there one habit of success that you would say is the most challenging that you've run across with folks?
Yes. We live in a very busy time with a lot of distraction, and I'm finding that if we look at the way people are living their lives, it's almost like there's a kind of planetary ADD. And so one of the most important things that I teach a person is how to be in the present moment. Do you remember the old be here now from the old 1970s and further back? If you are in the present moment, you can't worry, and you also can't dwell on the past. And the way you get there is by using your senses. So in the book, I have a number of exercises and games that use the senses to bring people into the present, particularly the shape-shifting games, which use the senses one at a time to bring people in the present. And really and truly, if you use these games, it takes about 30 seconds at the most to stop worrying.
Not a bad record.
No.
Sorry, I don't have 30 seconds. Can I do it in 15?
You can do it in 5.
Okay, good.
Yes.
I'll do it then.
Yes.
So for people who want to pursue what you have further, what would they find on your website available at yesinsuccess.com?
At yesinsuccess.com, you can purchase the book. You can also sign up for my newsletter, Everyday Success. And when you do that, you get a little wake-up warm-up, success warm-up sequence that you can use that has some of the exercises that are in there. The other thing you can do is contact me for coaching. I offer VIP days, which are a full day of coaching for people who'd really like to move forward with these elements. And I also offer tips for groups of people who'd like to do this on their own.
Great. So for listeners who want to go forward, go to yesinsuccess.com. And Eliza, thank you for being a guest today on Healthy Alternatives.
All right, Jerry. It was great to be here.
My guest next week is going to be Karen Peterson. Karen has been teaching senior citizens for 18 years. She's created a nonprofit organization called Giving Back. It's an intergenerational mentoring program. And one of the programs is called Move with Balance. What they do is take active elders who mentor frail elders by practicing integrative movement techniques together. This program, Move with Balance, won the 2012 MetLife Mind Alert Award because of the impact that it has on seniors. Karen is a licensed brain gym instructor. She's a certified natural vision improvement instructor, certified massage therapist, and certified touch for health instructor. We're going to be talking to her about this whole program, and you're not going to want to miss this one. This is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you can find out more about me at teplitz.com, teplitz.com, or you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.